Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Hey, this is unusual, but so are the times. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. And today I'm letting you inside behind the scenes of one of my weekly client Q&As. You're going to love the epic rant that I start with to get people fired up, to really keep on pushing. There's a lot of people who need help to save their business, and I'm going to deliver it on this call. So we have entrepreneurs from dozens of industries that were on the call, lots of interesting questions, and I want to show you the value that my coaching clients get every Thursday in an open Q&A in addition to the coaching that they get from me personally.
Here we are. Peace to everybody. Peace to everybody. I will tell you what, if you are on this call, you are like me. We are going down swinging. We are going down swinging. And for some of us, we're actually on the way up. I have a lot of businesses that are doing well. I have businesses in probably about 21 different countries that I work with. Some of them have gone through this, have come out the other side. For example, I have a client in Taiwan who just had a huge launch of his fitness app. There is a beacon of light down the road. I want you to know that. I'm going to be that person for you. I want to know that if you feel like you're going to have to shut your business, I have three businesses that I feel like I might have to shut. We are actually in our gym. We are up three members in the virtual training. So we didn't have anybody cancel yet in our South Carolina boot camps. And we've had three additional outside members join. This is because you and I were talking about this stuff on March 2nd. Maybe it was even March 1st, the day you got the email where I said, something is happening. And Daniel Woodrum, my partner in South Carolina, laughed at me. And the next week he's like, okay, you were right. We're already on this. So I'm grateful for you guys not laughing me out of the park. And I'm grateful for you doing things. And so we are in that business, fighting for our lives. Everybody, if you can just mute yourself, it'd be great. Listen, we are fighting for our lives in the gym businesses, but you know what? We're having a good time doing it in a way, and we're going to go down swinging in the end. And you know, what can you do right now in any business? You can slash expenses to the core. And I know, you know, when I say that, I'm hurting myself because some people have slashed expenses. We can get people on different programs in my business, which is great, but you got to go to your landlord and beg, plead, get down on your knees for relief. If there is small business loans available to you in your state, I don't think they do municipal, but state and national, you got to be on this thing like white on rice. You got to be all over. You got to be calling your local council, how can I get these small business loans? How can I get the relief? From the UK's perspective, I heard they're giving out way more money than America. I was blown away. May have changed, and I don't follow the news. I only heard from one of my coaching clients. So there is so much that you can do. Play smart defense so that you can continue to play offense. Another client of mine today, real smart guy, sent me a message, and he said, what should my blunt post say today? And the answer is always coming down to the seven words. Enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. That's nine words. I don't know. Maybe that was eight. I don't know. It doesn't matter if I counted properly. All that matters, my friend, is that you enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. I have seen some people putting out content that is tone deaf content. And that, well, that doesn't make sense. Nobody's thinking about that right now. I've had to work with my email copywriter who we've sent out promotions about saving your business. We've had interactive surveys. I've answered over 230 emails from clients around the world. You know, some of them are optimistic. Some of them are like, yeah, nothing's changed. And some of them are, you know, it was hard for me to sleep last night because of the pain that I got through those emails. But we were having a conversation with them, and I had to talk to my email copywriter because he was talking about, oh, well, your competition suffers. Like, no, that's like nobody that I know is like, yeah, my competition's having a tough day. No, like everybody be like, if you let me survive, God, I will let my competition survive. That's the conversation going on in everybody's mind right now. So if you do serve people in that way, do not denigrate the other people. You know, it's not about, you know, when people are fearful, it's time to be greedy. Nobody's thinking that right now. Very well, you know, 1% of 1% might be thinking that, but 99% of people are in survival mode. And so we need to address that. So rant a lance is going to be over for now. The way that this operates, folks, and I think we've had the most people on here ever, is if you have a question, you type it in the chat down below. And then from those questions, then we move on to what, you know, we open it up to the discussion, what we can do for you. If I have something that is valuable to me on my computer, I'll share my screen. So Nicholas questions, getting into large companies, consulting, gaming consulting, getting outside my bubble, mindset block. All right, you got a lot of questions here. Let's give you one question, Nicholas. So unmute yourself and ask me your most important question to start, and then we'll make it available to others. Ruben, we're going to mute you there. Mute. Ruben, if you can, if everybody else who's not at Nick can mute themselves, it'd be great.
All right. Hey, Greg. So my main question would be, I feel like I need to get outside of my bubble. Like when I started my business like a year and a half ago, I've only kind of been in like social media marketing agency.
Yep.
I want to, how can I get outside of that bubble? It's been very hard for me recently to think outside of only Facebook ad.
What do you mean by think outside of that bubble?
Like no matter what client I help, or if I'm trying to reach into a new industry, my main like mindset is, and the value that I can offer is like Facebook and Instagram ads, and then like general consulting and sales and whatnot. But I want to think outside of that bubble, or maybe I'm wrong in a sense.
Why do you need to think outside of that bubble? That's an incredibly valuable skill and tool. If you can help any, if you can help people with that, you can help anybody in any industry with that. You're definitely not asking the right question. So why do you think you need to think outside of that?
Because that's the only thing I've been doing, I guess.
What else would you do?
I guess that's a good point. Yeah.
Like if those are the only skills you have, then those are the skills you use.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Okay, cool. All right. James has a question. So if you can mute yourself there, Nick, and then James will jump on here.
Yeah,
James, so how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Where are you today?
I'm in Brazil. I'm in the Blumenau, Brazil. Yeah. City. I didn't know where it was.
And what is the situation down there?
As of like today, they've shut down, like you can't drive in certain cities where they found a lot of cases. Like they're not letting people drive. They finally shut down the schools, people not going to work. But the response was like, it was like slow, but now it's been fast. So every day the response is getting much faster. I mean, today the number of cases went from 280 to 500 or something. So it went up by 81%. People are starting to like get it, you know, that this is serious and stay home. Sure. And this kind of thing.
Cool. All right. So question.
Sure. So I'm going to be hiring my first virtual assistant. And I'm just wondering with this person, like I have never hired someone in this situation before. Like, do I tell them, hey, listen, I'm going to pay this much money per hour, and this is the like tool we're going to, I have trouble knowing how much tasks I'm going to have for this person because I've never had a virtual assistant before. And I feel like the better they are at their job, the more things I would potentially give to them. And there's certain things like I missed a flight this week because of the coronavirus thing. I changed my travel plans. I don't know if it's like worthwhile to have them try to call the airline for me and sort it out. I sure as shit don't want to do that. You know, I hate doing that.
Yeah, that's what they would do. So you need, you know, so the onus is on you first. And this goes for everybody in every industry and every job description. It needs to be as specific as possible. So you have to do an audit of all the stuff you don't want to do that somebody else could do. Now, then you would have to say, all right, listen, if I was getting someone from the Philippines who can speak English, it's not great. You know, if I was going to go for a virtual assistant on that level, they'd be able to do, you know, the 11 of the 23 tasks on this list. Okay, but I'd get them at this rate. Now, if I was willing to go for a work at home mom in Wichita, Kansas, she can do 19 of the 21 things on here. She doesn't have necessarily the skills to do X and Z, but she can do, you know, A through J, whatever it is. And okay, great. But this is going to be her rate. And then if I was to go to FreeUp or Upwork.com and find somebody who can do all 21, this is probably the rate here. And they're going to be in, you know, Bulgaria, but they can speak English well, but they're going to be on, you know, they're going to be 5 hours ahead of me in time zone. So there, now you go like, okay, now which door do I pick? Door one, two, or three? And in which one to enter and go after. And then once you've done that, and again, this goes for finding a Facebook ads person, you got your different budget levels and all that sort of stuff and expertise and skill sets. And then you figure out what it is and you go from there. So it starts with you though, the specificity, what you're willing to pay. And the thing is, the way that we look at this is not like, well, this is going to cost me $400. Well, how many hours is it going to open up? And if it opens up 5 hours for me, what can I do with those 5 hours to generate in 1 hour? You should be able to generate the revenue that will pay for that person in a week, you know, especially if they're part-time. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Do you think I need to, I should set like a, I don't know the number of hours it'll be at until I figure out the task. So I just estimate like
it'll be. You got to start with the task first.
Okay. And just say, it's going to pay this much per hour. You know, like she was like, if it's Filipino.
Yeah. I mean, I think certainly if you put a job description out there, then yes, you would put that in there. Secondly, if you go to Upwork, I think you probably pretty much have to put the price range in there.
Okay. And yeah. The other thing I was going to ask you about quickly is I'm thinking about hiring a copywriter.
Yeah.
If you hire, I read your email recently. I didn't get a chance to respond to it, but you said to reach out to you if you know some good people.
Yeah.
I don't know like what amount of money I should spend on a copywriter right now at the stage of my business.
Well, you have to figure out what's the response, what's the result for you, what's it worth to you, and then think, okay, listen, if this is something that I just simply don't have the time to write, and I know if I promoted this to my email list that even if it was written in Egyptian, it would make me $10,000, then I can pay the copywriter X to go and do it. And I can get like a B level copywriter. If I need an A+ copywriter to write a video sales letter that I'm going to run cold traffic to and possibly scale this to $1 million a month, then you're probably paying $60,000 for that. So you're anywhere from like $1,000 to $60,000, depending on what you want to do. And then you need to just think, am I going to get a 10X return on this? And figure out, okay, well, 10X return, I expect that the revenue generated from this would be in 3 to 6 months would be $50,000. Then I'm willing to pay $2,500 for a copywriter to write this letter, you know, maybe even 5,000 if they're good.
Okay.
And then once I know that, then I can go and farm that out to all the people.
So when you do like an email sequence, do you have mapped out like, oh, okay, I want these 10 emails that I'm going to send to someone like, you know, one every 3 days or one every day for 7 days. Then like, do you know,
if it's exactly a smart copywriter, they will come with suggestions for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cool. And just understand everybody listening, that there are opportunities in a crisis and labor is on sale. Labor is on sale these days. You'll be able to negotiate. 4 weeks ago, labor was at a premium. Labor is now on sale. To get a digital marketer 4 weeks ago, you're paying $120,000 to some kid who took a Ryan Dice course. You know, that's what they think they're worth. Now, everybody is on sale. And I'm not like, yeah, everybody's on sale. I'm like, everybody is on sale. And when, you know, when food on the table for your family is essential, you got to take advantage of everybody being on sale. That is what you need to understand. All right, Natalia, you've got a question here about a podcast deck right now. Price for podcast ads and post rate for stories, unshare where to begin. Okay, so you're selling your ad space and all that stuff, and you've got a podcast and you know how many listeners there are. So unmute yourself and then we can have a quick little conversation here.
Hey, Craig. Yeah, I've got about like 3,000 to 5,000 downloads an episode. I'm at about 260,000 downloads so far. And
did you say 2,000 to 3,000 per show?
2,000 to 5,000.
Okay, cool.
Yes. And so this is for a really awesome brand that I really align with from Australia. They're okay. like a really high end, not supplements, but they make really unique like wellness offerings. So I just want to have something cohesive. And then I also am going
to
have
to you, or did you go to them?
They came to me.
Okay. So they came to you and said, hey, what are your rates and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. For they more so want Instagram stories, but I want to, I told them that I'm more interested in podcast ad space, because that's something that I'm really working to build right now. And it just has way better, like my stories get maybe max 2,000 views and it's in the stream of, you know, Instagram. So it's exciting. Like to me, podcast ads, it's such a higher, I have so much more engagement there. And okay.
There's one thing to consider though. If I'm the advertiser, there's two things to consider here. Mm-hmm. So one, I did come to you asking for Instagram ads. I don't know if, did I mention podcasts in the initial reach out?
Yeah, they basically said, we love your Instagram. And then I said, and I'm more so gearing towards podcasts. And they said, excellent. We want that as well. So they want both rates. Great. Yeah.
So the cool thing, like, so to me though, as an advertiser, you know, so have you ever listened to Bitch Bible?
No.
Okay. So my girlfriend made me listen to this podcast the other day when we were driving home from Whistler. Very, very popular podcast. It's a girl out in LA. It's very racy and rude and horrible. But she clearly has advertisements in there from like big stuff, like Glossier was one. So she's getting good dollars. I have no idea how much she gets. But here's the thing, and I learned this from when I was writing for magazines, is that when you have your website name in a magazine, like I used to think, oh my goodness, you know, they're going to put Craig Valentine from turbulencetraining.com in the May issue of Men's Health magazine. Well, you really get crickets from it, because now somebody has to go from magazine to website. And it's the same with podcasts. Like, yeah, okay, I heard her mention Glossier, but I'm not like pulling the car over and going to Glossier's website. It's yeah. going to take, you know, 5-10 listens. Whereas Instagram story, you're like swipe up to go to Glossier's page and, you know, get a free lip thing. So there's more value in it, because I can say, well, how many people clicked on it? Oh, okay. Well, it was kind of worth it to me, so that's cool. And if they give you a tracking URL for the podcast, then they can also track that. But anyways, so you can put together the package for them. And I honestly, you stumped me here. I don't know what the rates would be for that. So I think it would probably be like a Google search around, or I will definitely, I know I got to respond to a couple of your emails anyways, so I can ask a couple of friends who have podcasts that get advertising, and we can go from there.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Even just like a ballpark number. I don't want to undersell. I don't want to oversell. You know, I want it to be in like a spot where they're getting the value, but it also makes sense for me. So yeah, I'm completely open, and I'll definitely do some searching as well.
Yeah. And then the question is, well, if you're promoting their stuff on the podcast, you know, and it's $500 a show, but you could have promoted your own coaching program and got $2,000.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you're thinking of that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Craig.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, Molly, let's have you ask your question here. First, give a little background on your business, and then we can go into that.
Sure. So, yeah, I'm an online nutritional therapist and personal trainer. So my main thing is building my coaching clientele online. I run boot camps and stuff like that. So I just feel like I stopped running ads and doing all the things when I came into this program. I'm really focusing on dialing in my messaging and using the social stories telling system. But I still feel like I'm just growing so slowly. And I'm seeing all these people like doing these things like summits with each other and creating packages and affiliates. And I'm like, am I missing the boat? Like, should I be working towards that as well?
Well, it depends if you know how to do those things. And what the end result would be, and so on and so forth. So a summit is a valuable thing to do if you are committed. I've been on a couple, and I've been asked to do hundreds, but I can't do hundreds. So I only do them if my friends beg me to do them. And you understand, like, they're doing like 20 interviews or whatever. And basically they're working like 16 hour days to get all these interviews done. So you have to understand the sacrifice and commitment that goes into one of these things is extensive. Yes. Now, like almost anything, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. So there's an opportunity to build a decent sized email list from a summit. Now, here's another thing. Now, it's not guaranteed, but it's a good opportunity if you have a good hook. You require other people to email their lists about it. And in most cases, what's in it for them? Like, what's in it for me to go on a summit interview every single day and then go and email my list every single day about another summit where I answer the same questions I've been answering on all these other summits? Obviously, there's nothing in it to me, which is why I say to people who I do the interview with, yeah, I'll do the interview, but I'm not taking any time out of my promotional calendar to tell anybody about it. And so if you get 12 great experts, but nobody emailing, then it's like the sound of a tree falling in the forest, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Plus, if you get an email list, do you know what to do with an email list? A lot of people like are all excited to get an email list, but first of all, they don't even email the list. And second of all, they don't know how to email the list, which are easily solvable problems. But I just want to make sure that for all the energy that we put into any particular path in life, does it lead to a equally justifiable payoff? In your business right now, what is the greatest opportunity for you to create customers? What's working, and where do you feel like you have the natural skill set and talent and interest to continue going?
That's a good question. So right now I'm getting the most interest when I run my challenges and boot camps and in my blunt posts, I get a lot of conversations, but I'm struggling with closing. Okay. I have a membership, but that's a slow mover. Like, I had a really great start to my membership, and now it's moving pretty slow.
Yeah. Memberships are very difficult to sell. So the ideal thing for you to sell right now is online coaching, essentially, right?
Yeah.
And challenges.
Yeah.
So I would continue with the challenge model and constantly sell people who get in the challenges about coaching. So if I was running a 28-day challenge with the end goal of getting people to actually buy my coaching, I might run it free in this time, but usually I'd, run it for a price. And then even in the sales letter or sales messages to get into the challenge, I'd be talking about, hey, listen, if you're not sure about my higher level personalized, customized coaching, well, I got great news. We can go into this challenge. We're going to give you this, that, and the other thing. So that when you come out the other side, you're going to get 100x the value and results. And you're going to be like rocking and rolling to jump into the next, what we can do to get you the next level.
Okay.
Yeah. And then even when they get in there, you bring on, like, you're always highlighting case studies, and all of the case studies are from the coach, once they're inside the challenging.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's the coaching. But it's done tactfully, of course, as I know right. you would. But it's just constantly, constantly, constantly the coaching. And even stuff like when I bring up success stories on stage at my big event. So, the whole purpose of the Perfect Life Retreat, obviously, I want to get people in the room and have a great event. We have 300 people there every year. But the purpose, the business purpose, is to get people to move into the mastermind. And so after a day of great value and fellowship and the networking tables, the next day, everybody comes to the morning presentation on the next day, great content. And then we bring up success stories and they talk about their results. People that are in the mastermind group, they talk about their results. And I look at it and it is, calculated and methodical. And I think, oh my goodness, people know what I'm doing. Nobody knows what you're doing. So it's talking about the coaching all the time, and people will just be like, oh, well, that sounds like really awesome. and all these, wow, all these, there's all these coaching clients and look at all the results they get. I need to know more. And then you move them into conversation. So I would be doing that with the challenge heavy. And then in the blunt post, it's on us. And I've learned this the hard way too. Like, you know, I got the first time I ever did it, I got so many direct messages that my direct messages slowed down to a crawl. I had to delete the post. And it's because I didn't word it with any exclusions. So now you need to word it with exclusions. And the cool thing is the more exclusive you get, the more you can run additional ones that sound different. So I'm looking for four women over the age of 40 who have nutritional sensitivities or allergies or whatever it is, and can't eat a proper diet, but are willing to invest in their health.
Oh yeah, there's like a million ways you could do that.
Yeah, and then so now
the exclusions, yeah.
The number of DMs you're going to get, like, oh, I'm not willing to invest. Looks like there's some type of coaching program here. Mm-hmm. So, or like, she's going to try and sell me something. So I'm a freebie seeker, so I'm not going to bother her. So the number of DMs you get decreases. And so people think, oh, I'm not getting any response to my DMs or to my blunt post. You don't care about total response. What you care about is number of qualified people that become clients. So yeah. Then you can run that. And then 2 days later, maybe 3 days, like we run two a week that are totally different, always entering the conversation in the prospect's mind. But now you're able to come back and say, hey, I'm looking for three women over the age of 30 who want to, you know, who are not married, no kids, and have extra time to work out at home and get in the best shape of their life. Oh, okay. That's me. If you want an advanced program customized for you, send me a DM. Well, now they're like, well, she ain't doing this for free. Even if she's Mother Teresa, she ain't doing it for free. So now you're like, and you know what? You're going to get a 50-year-old who's like, yeah, my kids are gone to college and I want to get the best shape of my life. Even though it says women who are 30, does it still work for, you know, women that are 50 years old? You're going to get those people. So the exclusive stuff stops the flood of unqualified DMs and moves you faster to the sale. You just have to get over the shock that your DMs are not filled when you post one.
Great.
Kill it.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. Helpful.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. So let's go to my friend Moro. Moro, are you still in Montenegro?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
That's an amazing echo.
Oh, sorry. I have.
okay. So how are you?
Yeah, good. I have, sorry, I have like a connection problem. Let's give me 1 second.
So your question is...
You're better probably now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm still in Montenegro. Also, quick, a quick thing. I just implemented this week what we talked about last week, about not doing single month program and just multiple month programs. I closed today 4 out of 5, so I'm very happy.
And, wow.
Thanks to you and also to Burak. That
Burak, my man Burak from Switzerland. Love it.
I'm very pumped. So my question is, I wanted to get other coaches in my coaching program, other trainers to help me and move some clients to them. Now, my concern is about the pricing, not the pricing itself. So maybe having a higher price for me, maybe low. Yeah. You want me, you get higher. But how to explain this in the closing call? I wanted to do all the calls because otherwise I have to train the trainers to get calls. Some of them are young. But how can I explain, like, I have these packages for me, these are the packages for this, in a call, maybe create a little bit of confusion. How can I structure this?
Yeah, so the way that we set up, it's a great question, and everybody should be thinking about this, is when people send me direct messages, I actually send my prices out in advance of the call. And so it's, hey, listen, if you want to work with me, it's astronomical. but I highly recommend you work with my assistant coach, who is Ron or Daniel, who is specialized in your area. Here's everything that you get if you want to work with me. Here's everything that you want to get that you get if you work with Ron or Daniel at their lower price. And here's everything that you get if you just do our online course. Let us know which one works for you.
And two kind of calls. Two separate kind of calls.
This is actually an email. This is an email I send out. So I'm just telling you what we do. So what I would do in your direct messages is like, you know, people might say, how much is it? Or what, you know, I'm interested. And you're like, okay, let's jump on a call and I'll explain the different levels we have for you. Okay. So now they come into the call knowing that, oh, there's different. So you got different levels. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. So you go through it and, you know, if you kind of triage it, you're like, do I really want to work with this person? Are they able to afford working with me at my new rate? So then you almost, the phrase in sales and marketing is called a red herring. So red herring is like kind of like you, it doesn't really exist. And what that means is like, you're making the offer. So if somebody's on the call with you, Mauro, and you're like, I don't want to work with this person, they can't afford me anyways, you're yeah. going to position your price as so far out of reach that they can't do it. So you explain it. So if you want to work with me, it's this, and you know, it's 1,000 euros a month and you get this. Now I know that's not probably going to work for a lot of people. So I have spent months training my assistant coaches to get them up to the same level of training and results. You also get this access to me or whatever it is from you. You know, I review all their programs before they get to you, and I review your background, whatever is true. And then you say, and to work with them, it's, you know, to work with Gianluca, it's only 397 euros. And you still get all this, this, and this so that you get the results. And then you, since you're closing 4 out of 5, you're good to go. So that's how you would do that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem. Try. Stay safe, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Okay, so Sean's question, we'll get back to you in a second there, Nick. So Sean's question, how do you stay organized with leads and follow-up? So anybody who's interested in that information, as I commented down below, Linda and Ron did a training about our monster follow-up sequence, the tracking documents that we use. So I would go through that and you'll have all the information there that you need. All right. And then Raul was asking about, you know, my Toronto Mastermind. So Toronto Mastermind is May 7th and 8th. It's sold out as of now. Actually, a couple people have said they would not be able to make it. So there are spots available. Is that going to happen considering where we are today on March 19th? It is unlikely that it will happen. We have paid for the room, so it will not cost me anything more if I hold it or not. If I cancel it, I think I lose most of the money, maybe not all of it, but most, because I'm beyond a certain date, unless the hotel is giving some kind of relief. So I will have to follow up on that. So I'm probably going to, you know, if we're given the all clear to congregate in Toronto at that time of year, I will hold the event and live stream it for everyone who has already invested. Even if the people who invested want their money back, I'll be, you know, as goodwill for investing in the first place. I will say, hey, listen, you'll be able to watch this. If I do that, then I might open it up to a few more people to watch on live stream. That said, I won't count that as an official event. So people in my mastermind group will still get 2 more opportunities. We're contracted for September 9th and 10th in LA, but we do have time to tell them we're going to move that event. So if we have to cancel May, but we get the all clear to resume doing normal stuff by June, we'll probably move the September LA meeting up, or maybe we'll do another one in Toronto, and then we'll do another one later. And maybe we might even still have time for a fourth meeting of the year, because we've already done the first one in Miami. So I'm optimistic, but also realistic and pessimistic. So I doubt that it will happen. If it can happen in a safe manner for some people to attend, I will continue it. If it's not safe in any way, we won't. We will deliver it. If it's not safe to be in place, we will deliver all of it through virtual. So there will still be the event happening on May 7th and 8th. It may be entirely virtual, it may be half and half, or it may be in person. So thank you for allowing me to have that long-winded reply. Tanya, you have to say, how much is a VA typically for admin type things like massive interview scheduling? Well, really, if you get somebody from the Philippines, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks a month. And we've had six people from the Philippines employed on my team for nearly a decade. They have done stuff from searching Google for every, this is, you know, one of my girlfriend's businesses was selling CBD tea. So I had her, I had my team with good instructions, search Google for every online dispensary in Canada. And within a couple of days, they sent back a huge Google document. They've searched real estate stuff for me. So, I mean, listen, there's smart people around the world in these countries. Again, labor is on sale. So if you went that route, if you go to something like onlinejobs.ph, you may be able to find somebody for a couple hundred bucks. And I put that thing down in the bottom.
I know FreeUp is pretty good as well for anyone looking out there. I've used it.
Yeah, FreeUp, Upwork, those things are fantastic and they exist. Now you'll have to go and do that and learn how to use it. And, you know, that might take some of your time. Or you'll go to stay-at-home mom. There's a huge network. There's websites devoted to it in America. And you can go there. And now you're probably getting up well above $12 an hour. So there's lots of options. And I don't know. I haven't really been in there. James says, do you have a time tracker you recommend with a VA? I don't. I think rescue time might be good for that. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't be. I've never really thought of it. We haven't had that type of situation that we needed to keep track of things. I think if you know how long a task takes, and even if you're like, okay, I'll give them double and be like, here's the task, do it. And if they come back, it took them three times as long, clearly they're not a good fit, and on to the next one. It's not like there's a shortage of VAs in the world. Even before this and through this, there's no shortage. There's no shortage of labor for a lot of things these days. Okay. So next, just want to make sure. So we'll go to Julie and then we'll go back to Nick. So Julie, if you want to unmute yourself and ask your question here, I'm happy to help. So Ron and I have talked about eventually doing more videos to build our audience.
Hi guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. So it's your son, Byron, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we don't want Byron to be on screen. Now, so here are the things. Like, if, how old is he?
He's 10. He is on screen with some things that we've done with production that's really managed. But in terms of trying to do it weekly, he's at school with activities after school and then he's got homework. And I just don't know that, I don't know, that I want to put that burden on him.
Sure. So I would basically have him back to, you know, back to the camera doing his homework and you making the videos. You know, that's what I would do. Or you would batch it. So it's like, oh, it's a Saturday morning. You know, he's got this at this time and this at this time, but we can do 2 hours of filming. And really we only need him for about 45 minutes. So we're going to film all the videos with him in it in 45 minutes. Then he gets to go and play and do his thing. And then we're going to finish off a filming session. So I'm huge on the batching of stuff. And I think you'd be surprised as to how much you can get through with a little bit of practice. Okay. So I would do it that way.
And do you also recommend, I mean, he did create the first game and then the math game, he's been very involved in that as well as the app, but a lot of the other products, you know, I'm mainly working on. So it is a family effort. So I don't want to seem misleading where it's like Byron is creating 10 products and, you know, I don't know.
I would have fun with it as much as possible. I would have him using the stuff more than you talking about him creating the stuff. Okay. Because if whatever you're selling to parents, they want to see that the kid is enjoying it and using it and that the kid's easy to, you know, it's easy for the kids to use and all that sort of stuff. So I would have him more as interesting, but not necessarily the main part of it, you know, kind of as a side thing for people like, you know, like I try not to do talking head videos. I did a video today just with my girlfriend over, you know, she was over here and I was doing the video and she was like, do you want me to smile on the camera? I'm like, no, eat your avocado toast. That's all I want you to do. So that people are like, what's that person doing back there? And they stay on the video longer. That's all that it's almost like Byron's a prop in some videos, and that's all that we need, because you're going to be able to articulate the thing the best. Okay. So that's what I would do in terms of that.
And then would I need to also be on camera? I'm not that comfortable on camera. Am I just mainly talking or doing the voiceovers?
I think that everything's easier when you're able to be on camera. If you're not willing to be on camera, you can work around that. How do I work around that? What I've learned, I have a lot of worksheets that you've seen in our stuff. I do videos just of the worksheets, and people like that because you can walk them through. So let's say you take the board game out and you do nothing but hold the camera over the board game and have your hand in it, pointing things out. Now you're a hand model. I have these really weird fingernails. So I'm always like, people are going to comment on that. So I'm like pointing with my knuckle.
Nice.
Yeah. And so, that's a valuable video still.
Okay.
Wouldn't make every video like that.
Right.
But, and then, it's like, who do I know that needs $50 and is articulate and is willing to be on camera and is willing to sign like, yeah, I have no rights to this business. It's like a quick waiver. I have no rights to this business. I'm just doing this to get paid. Sign my name. Great. We're going to pay you $50, $150 mm-hmm. for 3 hours of filming. Here's a teleprompter that we put under the camera. You just read the script and you're a spokesperson for a video. Okay. You could do that way too. So there's a million and one ways to do this stuff, to create videos that are engaging and different. So it's not, I just make sure that it's not talking head Craig in the same spot in front of a whiteboard every single day with the same monotone delivery, because that's going to kill your show pretty quick. Okay. So mm-hmm. just keep it that.
Okay. Okay, great. Yeah. Thank you.
And then the last thing I'll say is make sure you review the numbers, and you got to look at numbers in a bunch of ways. One, views; two, engagement; three, people actually moving to do something. And once you figure out what's really important, you figure out what's working and what's not working, and you do more of what works and less of what doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Let's jump back to Nick, because I see that he had another question.
Yeah.
Cool, man. What's up?
Let me go back up to it so I'm reading off of it.
How you can reach new people and grow your Instagram. Everybody seems to want to do that, right?
Yeah. Would you say the content does most of the heavy lifting? And if so, I feel like that's a big part of it, but is there any other way to kind of accelerate that or no?
The only two ways that I've ever experienced non-paid Instagram growth is one, my content gets shared and people tell other people to go and look at my content. It's not been hashtags. It's not been, getting lucky and showing up on the Explore page with some viral thing that brings you the wrong followers. Anyways, it is simply from quality content done consistently. Again, doing more of what works and less of what doesn't, and understanding what's more important, the money that you make from Instagram or the number of people that follow you. So, Ron, one of the biggest objections we get to working with Ron or buying my Instagram course is I mentioned Ron, and they go and look at Ron's page and he's got like 600 followers. Yeah. The guy makes over $10,000 a month coaching, and most people can't see that, but they're wrapped up in the wrong things.
Yeah.
So the second thing, in addition to good content that other people then begin to share, is other people recommending you. So I've gotten a lot of followers in one day because I was on a podcast with somebody who had a lot of followers. And I use that example in the Instagram course. Bagros got on Andy Frisella's podcast, had 28,000 followers. Andy recommended him to his 100,000 plus. The next day, Bagros had 8,000 more followers. That's a lot of followers because he got recommended in a way. Now he went way, he bought a whole bunch of books from Andy, and then Andy brought him on his podcast. And actually, Bagros went to St. Louis, so that's not practical for most people. But it is connecting with a few other people with like audiences, seeing if you want to do something, or just like commenting
collaboration
on stuff.
Or something.
But at the end of the day, of all the things you can be spending your time on, is what's the best use of your limited time? And so, for most people, everybody's like, "Oh, how can I grow my Instagram?" When was the last time that you asked your clients for referrals? We don't do that. You would get way more business spending the same amount of time asking for referrals from your customers than you would from sitting down and trying to think about how you can grow your Instagram. And not everybody needs to be on Instagram. Like, there's no law that says in order to grow a successful business today, you must have an Instagram account with 10,000 followers. It's not true at all. Again, we figure out what's working and what's not working, and we go and spend our time there. Like, I have single-handedly built people's businesses by referring my clients to them. Like, I have a client named Adam Pearson, who's an accountant, who's now working with 3 or 5 of my clients because he delivers an amazing service without requiring you to have a financial person on your team. And I've sent him the 5 clients. He doesn't have, he found me on Instagram, but he doesn't use Instagram for business. And there's no way in hell he'd ever be able to build any business from Instagram because he's not that type of personality and nobody cares about accounting on Instagram. So he doesn't need Instagram for his business. He's much better off getting close to me and me saying, well, this guy's got $5 million. I bet he's bleeding money through accounting. Adam, you got to be able to help this guy. Adam goes and, you know, solves this guy's problems and away we go. And so you have the opportunity through the first introduction that we've made for you and hopefully make more, that your energy is best spent making sure that you get a rave review. Because if you don't get a rave review, and in fact, if you get like downgraded from A+ to B from the person I recommended you to, it's going to be tough for me to recommend you to, unless it was like a bad fit of like he actually wants something different. But, you know, your energy is best spent, make this client really happy, and then you get referrals from that client, plus you get more from me. So you have to step back and instead of think, how can I grow numbers across social, think, how do I grow my business? What are the most important things I can do right now to grow my business? And that's what I call, you know, when I talk about drumming up business first thing in the morning, people always say, I don't know what to do in my magic time first thing in the morning. Drum up business. Like, that is everything. If you don't have blood going to the heart, you die. If you don't have oxygen going to the heart, you die. And oxygen and blood in business is sales. Sales. You have to have revenue coming in or the business dies. So we need to be spending time focusing on sales every single day. How can I get new clients? How can I retain my clients? How can I get my happy clients to invest more? And when I'm able to do that, I'm able to keep my doors open in good times and through these tough times. So do an audit, a self-reflection. Everybody that's listening to this, do an audit and self-reflection of what's working, what's not working, what then has the greatest opportunity to work in this kind of new environment that we find ourselves in.
I agree. I mean, the best thing that I've done, like when I started, I would do like old fashioned, like door to door and like really horrible, like reaching out on Instagram. But now it's all from referrals. And then I've made a Facebook group and it's like 500 members of all my like clients, like not, they're not clients yet, but they're people in the industry that are my ideal clients. And I just provide a crap ton of value to them on that group. That's been the best thing. So I really agree. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, Natalia, you have another question there about launching 2 programs. Let me know.
Awesome. So basically, just really simple. And I know I asked you this in email as well, and we can go into it in my session, but I'm really like going back and forth. I really want to help. I love helping women who are at ground zero. I'm really good at that. But recently, I've gotten really passionate about coaching women and I keep getting this intuitive hit to launch a mastermind. So I'm really excited about that. And I want to do both. And I figured out a way in my schedule where it won't be very taxing. So that's like what I'm kind of going between right now, or if it just will be confusing to have two programs launching at once.
Yeah, it would be confusing launching 2 programs at once. Now, it depends on what you mean by launching them. Like, is there going to be email marketing for them, or is it just going to be opening them and then sending emails to current customers? Or is it going to be, and then what are the deliverables of the mastermind? I know that your partner sent over a Google Doc that I haven't been able to get through right now, but if the mastermind involves in-person stuff, then, you know, that just doesn't fit with what people are thinking right now about not being in person. So what does a mastermind deliverables entail?
So I don't do anything in person. I do everything online.
Great.
So basically for the mastermind specifically, it would be 2 unique meetups a month. The first one would be like a workshop style meetup. And then the second one would be group coaching. And then for the other course, like the business launching course, it would be 2 meetups, much shorter in duration, maybe like an hour and 15 minutes. And it would be a basically more course based, where I'd be more teaching and then giving them things to implement on their own in between.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So very, very good deliverables. Now, when you say launch them at the same time, how does that look in your eyes? Like, who's going to hear about it and how will the communication be made?
Well, a couple things, even just you asking, just got a few things clicking for me. So I actually would love to market them as basically on the same email blast and the same stories, but it's like 2 different tracks. Like if you're launching a business and you're at ground zero, like this is the program for you. If you have a business that you want to scale and build a powerful community of other women, you know, who have businesses, this is your program. Cause I definitely feel like I don't want to leave out. I don't think there's a ton of, I haven't seen many programs that speak to women who are at like ground zero, at least in like, cause you know, I come from more of like the spiritual, like I do more of the spiritual stuff. So that's like my reasoning is having, being able to serve 2 different sects of my audience at the exact same time.
Yeah. You got to have separate promotions for these for sure.
Separate promotions?
Yeah.
Okay. And in what capacity?
So they can't be mentioned in the same emails. So they need to be spaced apart. And so now you need to think of your audience, which, you know, which are you going to be able to sell more of the price points, which are you going to be able to sell more of? And in this world with its thinking, is somebody going to be open to, you know, who's going to be more open? Like if, like, you know, Marie Forleo just did B-School and she got lucky that the launch, you know, ended before this, but at the end of the day, she still could have ran it because it's just really coursework and online group communities and it's the entry level. And there's more people probably looking for that entry level stuff right now.
True.
There is now the downside is that there's going to be a lot of people looking for entry level stuff that are dreamers and will not understand that, you know, they're going to put up a website and it's going to replace their income from Starbucks or whatever. Well, it's not. That's not how it works. And so the lower you go, generally, the more customer service you're going to have. So it needs to be properly communicated about what it is when you do the launch and who it is not for as well. So, so that is essential. It can be done in either order. It really comes down to what do you think is right in your mind, given the state of the world right now.
Okay. Awesome. So you feel that offering the entry level stuff is important because a lot of people will, I think a lot of people are reexamining their careers and what they're doing. I think this is really provided like quite a zoom out for a lot of people on what they're doing, maybe with their lives. Would you like agree with that on some level?
Well, I would agree with that, but more so I would agree with the fact that they don't have any money and they want to make some money.
Yeah.
Like you literally, I don't know how it works. If somebody worked at a corporation, was making $60,000 a year and was sent home because they're not allowed to go to work. Mm-hmm. And now they're at home and I don't know, are they still getting paid? Or are they getting layoff? I don't know how it works. And if they're getting zero, then they're, you know, they might think that the 2 days of vacation is fun until like all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, we don't have any money. And so that, then they're going to start looking. And now some people are going to be looking in the right way and some people are going to look in the wrong way. And we just need to make sure that everybody's clear. And again, not everybody will be clear, but we need to understand what is the right approach for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
No problem. Okay, James, quick question. Diane. Diane, if you're still on here.
Hi.
How will the $1,000 program be sold?
Well, I'm doing my webinar next week, so it'll be via sales call.
Okay. So webinar to sales call.
To sales call, yep.
Okay, great. So on that thing, you'll be able to triage people down to the self-study course.
If I need to. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm kind of going in with like a business as usual frame of mind when I don't know if I should be doing that. It feels a little bit dangerous. Because it's not really business as usual. I realize I have to be compassionate at this time, but I don't know. Are people still spending a ton of money at this time? I kind of think maybe they are.
If it's next week, you still have a window of opportunity. I know a guy that will be launching a Facebook ads course next week, and I think he'll do quite well. So yeah. Remind everybody what the big promise of your course is.
So I'm a nutritionist and I work with women over 40 to help them. They're just coming to terms with the aging process, starting to feel it. They want to dump their frump. So it's essentially sort of weight loss, but it's overall self-confidence and everything.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you do need to address what, like in the webinar, it can't be an evergreen written webinar. It needs to, at the start, address that you're at home. You're surrounded by people eating bad food, out of comfort. Hey, I did too. I had this the other night and I know I shouldn't have, as a nutritionist, be honest with them.
Yes.
And then you get into, fortunately there is a solution. And, my mother always, my grandmother, not my mother, my grandmother always taught me to make the best out of the worst situation. And so, you're here because, even in good times, you were struggling with this. Now we have even more things that could be stacked against us. So I want, tonight I'm going to show you a way out. And now I think you can just get into the rest of it. And if you're like, if there's certain things that may be needed by them that, are not available in stores or whatever, you'll need to address that too. But otherwise, you'll be able to then go through the rest of the webinar as you generally prepared. And then move them to a call. And on the call, then you've got the regular, you've got the downsell. And how do you qualify people from the webinar to the call to make sure that, you don't get a million calls of people who thought it was free in the first place?
So the call, right. Yeah, that's it. So I have a list of who should call and who shouldn't call. Don't call me if you're, don't call me if you're,
That's in the
webinar. Don't want to make an investment in your health. Yes.
Yeah. That's in the webinar.
That's in the webinar.
Okay, great.
I mean, it weeds some people, it weeds everybody out. But
No, it never does. And that's fine. Yeah. So what night is this?
Thursday.
Thursday, this Thursday or next Thursday?
Oh, sorry. It's next Wednesday is the webinar.
Next Wednesday. Yeah. Sorry. So I'm sorry. You were telling me what day is today. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to keep
track of this. I actually did think it was Friday when I woke up this morning. Okay. So actually it's funny. The elevators in my building have like a TV on it. And I don't know if the company that updates the TVs is now like nobody's working in it or something, but they still are running Tuesday's news and Tuesday's forecast. I'm like, it's still Tuesday? Oh man. So anyways, Wednesday night, I don't know how much different it'll be next Wednesday. Things can change awful fast, but in my opinion, I think that there will still be enough glimmer of hope that people will be moving ahead kind of in normal life, but not normal life for next Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going in anticipating that's going to be my biggest objection, that people are fearful about spending any money, but I don't know that where that climate is there yet. I'm not sure if we're actually there yet in that way of thinking, but
yeah, for some we are, for some we aren't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So does it sound like I'm on the right track though, offering that sort of low barrier offer and all that sort of stuff, extra payment plans and.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about right. Okay. So if anything changes, I will let you know.
That's fine. That's great. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Great. Okay, gang, we are out of time. So grateful for everybody being on here. We had a lot of great questions, a lot of stuff that was able to translate to everybody. So again, I'm going down swinging, and I've got a lot of great ideas, and a lot of my clients are putting stuff together with great ideas. We're going to be okay in the long run, and we'll do the best we can in the short term too. Okay, so I hope the sun is shining on you like it is out here, if you can see that in Vancouver. You guys have a big day, a great day, and remember to be grateful for every little thing in life, as I'm grateful for you. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for being with me on this episode of Early to Rise Radio and joining in with my clients. And I know that you're going to take a ton of value from that, not just in the information delivered, the step-by-step blueprints, but also in the inspiration, motivation to keep going, to keep fighting, and to never, ever, ever give up on what is important to you. If you need more help, send me a direct message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or via email at support@earlytorise.com. And if you love this, if it brought you value, all I ask in return is you head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and a little review, and share this with your entrepreneurial friends who are going through the tough times and need that inspiration, motivation, and that content, those blueprints to help them. And if you need to get customized, personalized coaching from me, go to craigvalentine.com, and you can be part of these weekly coaching sessions as well. We'll talk to you soon, my friend, and stay strong and stay safe.